This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The opportunities, and you certainly capitalized on a couple of them tonight. It has to be nice as a coach to see the puck go in.
Yeah, it was nice. You look at, he had 3 days in New York that goalie made a great save on one of them and just missed his mark, and tonight... finally gets rewarded. And it's like I said, if those eight chances are there and he's getting them, they'll start going in. And it was good to see.
How big of a difference do you feel like he could make for this team when the puck's going in for him?
He can make a big difference, for sure. You look at quality opportunities and putting teams away. He's had a lot of those quality opportunities to, help, get us that extra goal. He's been in good position. But it's like I said, they've gone in. Sometimes goal scorers go through a little stretch like that. But it was good. He's working hard. He's skating well. He's in on a good number of chances. So that's big for us.
Josh, don't create that second goal just by pure effort. Just what do you make of the hit? Yeah.
I think you just nailed it. Pure effort. Just on the puck, relentless to take it away. Just an awesome job to get it, and then got rewarded by the other two guys end up putting it in the back of the net. But the play doesn't happen if he doesn't come up with the effort he came up with.
To do that he's in the offensive zone, to get the guy from behind and turn and create the play, that's, you don't see that very often.
No, but that's just determination. That's not quitting on a play. That's tracking back, getting under stick. It was just a great play. There's not too much more you can say about it. Just effort alone is A+.
About just the buy-in and more of it tonight with a lot of guys, different guys blocking shots. I think you had 4-on-1 PK. Is it almost infectious? I guess at this point.
I think when you're getting rewarded, when you're winning games, you're blocking shots and you're winning games, it becomes very contagious, infectious, that the next guy wants to do it. You're either selling out for your PK unit or you're selling out for your goaltender. You're selling out ultimately to help win the game.
What did the Ducks do to cut the lead to 4-3 in the third period, and how did you see your team respond to that lead?
That's on us. That wasn't good enough. We let our goalie down. That is not up to par for our club. Our club can't accept that. We're a better club than that. We played well to that point. What we did in that last 5 minutes isn't good enough.
How does it turn around like that? Because as you said, you were playing great until that.
It's just a little bit of a mental letdown, but not near good enough.
You got guys have won 13 out of 14. When you have little moments like that as the coach, how good is that that you can really keep pushing your guys and not let them get, you know, too full of themselves?
Yeah, we get to talk about a couple big mistakes and sloppy play after a win instead of after a loss. That's the good part of this. And knowing that our standard is a lot higher than that. If we're going to accept that standard, not good enough.
How did you see the 5-on-3? What did you see?
I thought a couple good looks. We just didn't quite connect. You know, we used our timeout to try to make sure we were organized. I thought Tomer's one shot, I think it hit a stick, but I thought we had a couple looks that we wanted to get. Maybe could have been. I mean, we'd like to score it, obviously, but we set up the couple looks we wanted to get.
It could be atmosphere tonight.
The atmosphere was great in here. I think that, you know, you start the game and you could feel the atmosphere. And, you know, I think that alone helped us start the game. You know, you get that quick goal. And you could hear the building right away. And I think, you know, players kind of rewarded the fans for the energy they put in the building.
Coming in over the next four home games here, do you think that also helps build that confidence the team needs to get through this stretch?
Like I said, we've got an extremely demanding schedule. You look at, not often you're going to play, you know, four games and six nights at home. Players will be tired. I think the fans will be tired after it's over.
You practice tomorrow. Will you be done in time for the Bills game?
Yeah, we're going to organize that for sure. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for reminding me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.